This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Our next guest, a startup company who's doing some rather unique things. Be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com and you're going to see pictures of smart bandages, because they use wireless patient monitoring and health profiling using smart bandage technology. The company is called Isensis, and the CEO is Keith Airy. Keith, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thanks, Dave.
It's my pleasure as well. And you're doing, when I heard about what you do with wireless technology and smart bandages, my first question is, what the heck is a smart bandage? And then we'll take it from there.
Okay, so what we have here are these smart bandages. Some people call them smart patches. And so you take these things and you stick them on the body. And that's all you need to do. And then they switch on. They have little radios in them. They have some really smart computing kind of stuff in them as well. And what they do is look inside your body in a very real sense, so that they can tell you how your heart is beating. They can tell you what your blood is doing. They can tell you what your body temperature is. They can tell you how you're moving. You know, moving is one of those things we've gotten used to with Fitbits and so on. But this is like a supersonic version of that kind of thing. In a way, a good way of thinking about this is, imagine you've been to a hospital and you've seen a relative, or maybe yourself have been into an intensive care ward. You're lying there, you're all strapped up, but you're getting all your data is being taken off and being put onto these machines that the doctors are looking at. With this stuff, it's nearly the same quality of data we're taking. We're taking every heartbeat, we're taking every pulse, and it's like being an intensive care ward, except you're walking around the streets. You can be at home, or you can be in any other bed in the hospital.
Because it's all being done through this bandage that we're wearing. You're sort of like Band-Aid 2.0 into tomorrow, if you will.
Absolutely that. But we, at this stage, we still need to use more than one of these bandages to get all the vital signs, so-called, that we're looking for. But it's exactly that. It's taken us into tomorrow. And we're really very much focused on this idea that in the future, this is the way all patients will be monitored. It's all wireless. There's no cables between you and those boxes on the wall. And the data and the information being collected is absolutely what your doctor wants to know.
So the Isensis bandage or patch wouldn't necessarily be covering a wound, or could it be? But it could just be anywhere on the body where we want to track these vital signs?
Sure. There's preferable points to put things on the body. Say, like, if you're trying to find temperature, a good place to get temperature is in the armpit, right? In the so-called axilla temperature. And that's because it's one of those areas on the body that is accepted by the clinical folks as being the place where you can get a good temperature reading.
See, I would have thought stick it on the forehead, but that's apparently not the best place, right?
Well, you can stick it on the forehead or the forehead, but it's just one of those things that patients, if you're wearing this all the time, they feel a little bit uncomfortable, or maybe they don't like to walk around and show that they've got this technology on. The good thing about this is you hide it under your clothes. You don't even need to know, or somebody else doesn't even need to know that you're being continuously monitored.
Now, by the same token, the fact that it can also be sort of a bandage, could it cover a wound as well, and then therefore provide the same information, perhaps additional info?
That's a really interesting question, Dave. That's one of the things that we have done a little bit of work around that, but they're coming. Really interesting new bandages that can detect what's going on in the wound itself. And again, they'll have little radios in them, and they'll be able to say, is that wound getting better or is it getting worse? Is it time to change this bandage or is it not? And there's some interesting stuff coming on that. But I have to say, we're not working directly on that at the moment.
But it's coming, and there's the technology is available.
Just about there, yeah.
Now tell me about using some of your bandages on some U.S. Marines recently. That got my attention as well.
Yeah, one of the things that we are doing, we're starting to introduce this technology into the U.S. And we've been doing some work with some folks around Columbus, Ohio, and among other places. And there was an opportunity to test some of this on a training exercise with some of your Marines. And this is a really powerful way of being able to determine if you have a man out there and he's down, you know, you want to know what's happening. So this gives you a really good indication and make sure that, you know, not only if you're the commander and you're back off the front line, but if you're on the front line, then somebody's kind of looking after your health there as well.
Wow, Keith, I'm kind of envisioning this, as I'm sure you have already, as being standard equipment at some point, too, especially whether it be military or first responders. I'm a former police officer in Miami. I can imagine if we had that kind of technology while I was a cop to be able to just keep an eye on things, you would know, or whomever needed to know, if I suddenly was injured or down or otherwise, simply with this patch and the information that it provides to whomever needs to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a growing interest from people who are involved in tough conditions or dangerous jobs in this kind of technology. And again, it's one of those things that, yeah, I think in the near future in this case, we'll see a lot of people just stick something like this on just before they go out to work.
Now, I'm imagining my audience in my head asking questions. Come on, Dave, you haven't asked yet. Are we using sort of Bluetooth technology to a mobile device that we might all the way also have on our person that is then transmitting this information somehow? And, of course, I'm sure encrypted and secure and all that, right?
Yeah, we're using Bluetooth. We're using Bluetooth, and we're transmitting it at this stage to a special tablet computer. But in the future, that'll be your own device. And what we're going to see here is that as this technology starts to enter the mainstream of real healthcare, clinical healthcare, and starts to be used there, and importantly, all the data that we're gathering is understood in terms of what it means about you as an individual, then it's going to come to people. And this is going to be, as I said before, this is like super kind of wearable tech. This is the wearable tech that will enable you to really control conditions, change your life, and behave in a different way if you want to stay healthy. It's very fast feedback. There's some things built into this system that show, you know, if you've had a bad night out, I can tell you. I could tell you the next day. But
as if I wouldn't know myself, but the point is that you would be able to know, which by this patient portal information that you're getting would tell you some critical things and maybe be able to help me prevent it. Yeah, don't go drinking or otherwise deal with it appropriately.
Well, that's where it becomes really interesting. It's not that I know you've had a bad night out, Dave. It's and because we know that ourselves, it's that I know that if I undertake a little bit of exercise, eat some healthy food, just for that day, just for one day, I can see the difference and I can detect it and I can start putting a mathematical number against that as well. So this is the way things are going to happen in the future. So we'll go from this new way of being able to monitor patients in the hospital. It'll flow out and it'll become consumer tech. Probably, I'm saying 5 to 10 years, but no longer than that.
But what's cool about that is that you do have a plethora of information available from this bandage, this patch that we could wear. Is this available now? Are we able to use it? You talked about using it in various training exercises. Is this something that that groups, doctors, otherwise can start utilizing?
Yeah, it's being used in several hospitals in different countries around the world already. And it is really about, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Dave. It is about the amount of data we have here. And it's good data. It's really good data. And by putting it all together in this way, you can see things that really haven't been able to be seen before. And another good way of thinking about this is that we often talk about what we're creating here are dynamic physiological images. Now, what I mean by that is what your doctor sees at the moment and the way your vital signs are taken. Imagine looking through an old black and white photo album. Every now and then somebody used to take a photo and they'd stick it in that book, and that represented you at that time. And then a few months later or a few days later, you might get another one picture. Now imagine you fast forward this. You fast forward this so that instead of that photo album being an old black and white page by page, it becomes a super high definition color video. That's the difference. And that's what we're now creating, these wonderful new ways of being able to look at what's going on at us as human beings. It's not really been possible before outside of an intensive care unit, but an intensive care unit, by definition, man, you're there because you're sick, you know? And this is a way of being able to spread the knowledge, spread the learning.
And I think, Keith, one of the things you said early on was the mobility aspect, to not be confined to a hospital bed. If you can get up and move around, get up and move around, maybe even go home, go shopping, go do what you got to do, and yet your doctors can still, through this wireless bandage, the smart bandage, monitor what's going on with you, and perhaps at some point, if it's necessary, call you back in, or otherwise just say, okay, a little too much activity, or too less, whatever the case. I mean, I can see all kinds of aspects here.
No, that's one of the big drivers at the moment. Actually, hospitals are both dangerous places and expensive places. And there's general trend in healthcare, professional healthcare, to have people in hospital for shorter times and better still treat them at home if possible. So, yeah, this happens like that. And one of the really incredible things about this, all this data can be processed, looked at, analyzed, and it doesn't tell you what is happening just now to you. It predicts what's going to happen in the future. And so your doctor looking at these dynamic images is able to say, hey, Dave, you know, tomorrow you're going to be feeling pretty sort of sick and sore unless you stop doing what you're doing now. Or, you know, I need to come and see you because you need a little bit of, your drug dosage needs to go up or down a bit like that. And so we're not talking about rapid response here. We're talking about predictive, planned interventions and totally different ways of being able to deliver care.
Love it. You want more information, we're going to link you to Keith's website, but here it is as well. It's Isanis, Isanys. .com. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. We'll get you there and you'll see what Keith and his team are up to on a regular basis as they continue to help us all the way into tomorrow. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at Con Ed in Berlin.
Thanks very much, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
And we're back with more. I'm Dave Graveline. This is the Advance Media Network.